Another important strand in the fourth chapter is no views. The wise man has no views. Here's a quote. They do not form views. They do not prefer. And connected to having no views is having no disputes. A sage would not engage in disputes with the people. Now, this is interesting. That line I've just read you comes immediately after the verse I read earlier. I'll read the whole thing. Having abandoned home, living free from society, the sage in villages creates no intimacies. And then comes, a sage would not engage in disputes with the people. So I think the idea here is that views are a form of home. And in the Sutta Nipata, you need to leave the home of your views, the safety of your own views. Very similar, I think, to a line from the Ratnaguna Samjayagata, one of the first of the Perfection of Wisdom texts, where the Buddha says, without a home they wander. Dharmas never hold them, nor do they grasp at them. Also connected to no views, and therefore no disputes, is this idea of neither being superior nor inferior, nor even equal to other people. The idea here is that when you have views, you then engage in disputes with other people. You try to show that your view is right and the other person's view is wrong. And if you win the argument, you feel elated, you feel superior. If you lose the argument, you feel depressed, despondent, you feel inferior. So, if you have no views, you don't engage in disputes, you don't even think in those terms of superior, inferior, or even equal. You do not even compare yourself with others. There's no comparisons. So, we usually engage, I think it's true to say, in disputes from egoistic motives. Now, there are about, I think, five suttas, all on this idea of not having views and not engaging in disputes. And the teachings seem to be particularly for bhikkhus. So the idea, we're back to this atadanda again, taking up the stick. A bhikkhu has given up physical violence, but they may still engage in violence, as it were, through the mind and the speech. So you even have to give up that form of violence too. Defeating others in arguments, becoming defeated in argument, you have to let that go. A few weeks ago, Sangharakshita was in Manchester and he did a question and answer session for order members. And as I'd been looking at these suttas, I asked him about these suttas where the Buddha talks about no views. And I said, do you think that the fourth and fifth chapters of the Sutta Nipata, well, they're obviously different from many other aspects of the Pali Canon, where the Buddha talks about the importance of right views. Usually in the Pali Canon, the Buddha talks about right views, which then lead to a state of having no views. And Bhante said that he thought it was very, very difficult, if not impossible, to move from wrong views to no views. Yeah. So you've got, on the one side, you've got right, wrong views. On the other side, you've got right views. And they're in opposition to each other. But to move to the middle way, which is above, to no views, you have to go from wrong views, firstly, to right views, and that gives you access to wrong views. It's as if right views are on the side of no view. In other words, they're freeing. They free you up to a position whereby you have no views. Wrong views tend to entrap you.